And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 12th of December, 2024. Today is the birthday of Bob Barker, born on this day in 1923. Bob Barker, beloved host of the game show The Price is Right, was a vegetarian for over 30 years and a generous supporter of animal rights endeavors. Barker said that his wife, Dorothy Jo, inspired him to become a vegetarian. She was an animal rights activist who didn't eat meat, but didn't lecture Barker about it. She just kept making him delicious vegetarian food. He said he first became a vegetarian for animal rights concerns, but later realized that it was also healthy. He understood that eating meat increased the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Barker was a strong animal rights advocate. He urged families to spay and neuter their pets and refused to allow fur prizes on The Price is Right. He also joined PETA to urge Hollywood to protect animals used in film and TV and to end military medical drills on live animals. Barker donated generously to PETA, which allowed them to open the Bob Barker Building, their West Coast headquarters. When Bob heard that Sea Shepherd needed financial support, he reached out to Paul Watson and donated $5 million. With the donation, Sea Shepherd was able to purchase the Bob Barker ship and a helicopter. Today is also the birthday of Caldwell Esselstyn, born on this day in 1933. Caldwell Esselstyn is an American physician, author, and a 1956 Olympic gold medal champion in rowing. In 1968, he completed a tour as an Army surgeon in Vietnam, where he was awarded the Bronze Star. Esselstyn is director of the Heart Disease Reversal Program at the Cleveland Clinic. He is also the author of the book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, in which he promotes a whole foods, plant-based diet, arguing it can prevent coronary disease and cardiovascular disease. Dr. Esselstyn's 12-year study of patients with severe coronary disease was the longest study of its type. It demonstrated elimination of disease progression in all compliant patients. Esselstyn said, "Plant-based nutrition provides us with a pathway to escape the coronary artery disease epidemic. The time is now. The weight of scientific evidence and public opinion, now that the truth is known, will prevail. With this approach, the war against our most devastating disease can be won." Esselstyn was one of the doctors featured in the documentary films Forks Over Knives and The Game Changers. And the publication of the China Study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted, and the startling implications for diet, weight loss, and long-term health, by Thomas Campbell and T. Colin Campbell, was on this day in 2017. In celebration of the bestseller that has changed millions of lives, this special deluxe edition of the China Study is proudly presented in a stunning collectible hardcover. Featuring brand new content, this revolutionary work has never been more timely or more beautiful. The science is clear. The results are unmistakable. You can dramatically reduce your risk of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes just by changing your diet. Nutrition researcher T. Colin Campbell and his team at Cornell, in partnership with teams in China and England, embarked upon the China Study, the most comprehensive study ever undertaken of the relationship between diet and the risk of developing disease. What they found opened their eyes to the dangers of a diet high in animal protein and the unparalleled health benefits of a whole foods, plant-based diet. This book is hailed as one of the most important books about diet and health ever to be written. And here's a reading for today from the Mahabharata. Meat is not born of grass, wood, or rock. Meat arises from killing a living being. Thus, in the enjoyment of meat, there is fault. If there were no meat eaters, there would be no killers. A meat-eating man is a killer indeed, causing death for the purpose of food. Nonviolence is the highest dharma. Nonviolence is the highest austerity. Nonviolence is the highest truth. By this dharma, one's duty is done. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that nonviolence is the highest truth.